Political violence in the West African nation of Ivory Coast has driven over a million people from their homes and drawn the country to the brink of civil war. The months-long crisis was caused by the refusal of President Laurent Gbagbo to hand over power after he lost last November's election to the declared winner, Alassane Ouattara, who was recognized by the African Union, European Union, and the United States. Ivory Coast is the world's biggest producer of cocoa. After a March 24th African Union deadline passed for Gbagbo to step down, troops loyal to Ouattara stormed out of the north, the main cocoa-producing region, and quickly surrounded forces loyal to Gbagbo, who kept control of the presidential palace in the capital city of Abidjan and the state-run television network. Many of Abidjan's citizens fled, creating a humanitarian crisis in neighboring countries like Liberia. In the midst of the upheaval, French troops took control of Ivory Coast's main airport, while troops loyal to Ouattara surrounded Abidjan. French troops and United Nations peacekeepers attacked several of Gbagbo's military bases and destroyed weapons stockpiles. 12,000 UN peacekeepers are in Ivory Coast with the mission of using all necessary force to protect civilians under the imminent threat of violence. Since the disputed election, won by Ouattara, more than 12,000 people have been killed in politically related violence. With the price of gasoline approaching $4 a gallon, car buyers are eyeing new energy-efficient American-made automobiles. While car buyers are interested in four-cylinder vehicles like the Ford Focus, there is little interest in new all-electric vehicles like the Chevy Volt and Nissan Leaf. According to the Christian Science Monitor, General Motors only sold 600 Volts in March, a good month for American automakers. Most car buyers see the new electric cars as novelty vehicles and not a realistic option for consumers pressed by rising gasoline prices. In March, GM saw an 11% jump in car and truck sales, driven by its new energy-efficient sedan, the Cruise Echo, which gets over 40 miles a gallon on the highway. Ford saw its sales soar in new energy-efficient cars such as the Fiesta, Focus, and Escape. In a few short months, American carmakers with new vehicles that get better than 40 miles per gallon have caught up with Japanese automakers like Toyota that have long dominated the market for energy-efficient cars. Toyota's best-selling hybrid, the Prius, the leader in fuel economy for non-electric vehicles, remains extremely popular. Toyota sold over 18,000 Prius cars in March, a 50% increase from a year earlier. On the 100th anniversary of the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire that killed 146 garment workers in New York City's Greenwich Village, labor activists launched a new campaign to protect immigrant workers in New York's low-wage restaurants. The anti-sweatshop group Justice Will Be Served rallied activists in front of the Saigon Grill, a Vietnamese restaurant with a long list of labor violations. In 2008, a federal judge ordered the former owners of the Manhattan Eatery to pay $4.6 million in back wages and damages to Chinese immigrant delivery workers who often worked over 70 hours a week. According to the news magazine In These Times, food service workers are among the lowest paid workers in the country. A typical restaurant worker in New York City earns $24,000 a year. The Saigon Grill reopened last October with new owners, but controversy has continued to dog the restaurant. Workers now accuse current management of age discrimination and firing workers who sought to form a union. Recently, most of the workers at Saigon Grill voted to join Local 713 of the International Brotherhood of Trade Unions, a local that some organizers accuse of being backed by Saigon Grill's owners. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.